Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. You know when you're sitting in the waiting room at like a doctor's office, you start sizing people up that are sitting there as well, and you're like thinking to yourself, wonder what that person's in here for. Wonder what they're here for.
Oh, that was me yesterday.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, it's kind of like election day. You see a lot of people walking around with the stickers, and you look at them, you're looking at the sticker, you're like, all right, they did vote. But who do I think they voted for?
Well, and when you go to the polling place, you're not supposed to wear like...
Right. Not supposed to promote, not supposed
make
to...
make America great again hats and stuff. You're supposed to go neutral clothing.
All neutral. And I don't really... That seems like one of those weird rules. Like someone was going to be in line to vote one way and then they see a hat on the way and they're like, you know what? Good point.
Yeah. I'm switching my vote. We all love graphic tees these days. It's really hard to not have them in your wardrobe.
So we approached people in the streets yesterday and asked them some just basic general questions and then just wanted to figure out if based on their answers we would have any indication at all as to who they're voting for. I think it's harder maybe this election than ever before to look at someone and decide who are they voting for. We've got the options are obviously you got Trump, you got Harris, but then you also have undecided, and then you have
people. You've got all the other candidates too.
All like the other, right.
Independents and all
sure.
that stuff.
So,
and then the funny write-in ones, don't forget that.
That's what you're always
you
hoping
write
for.
In anybody else.
Boogers Johnson for president.
Oh,
thank you.
Don't joke about that. So once again, on this election day, let's see how your sniffer is working right now with regular people that were approached by Jake the Nerd. And here we go. Let's meet Jared.
What's your name?
My name is Jared.
Jared from where?
From North Hollywood.
Jared, how old are you?
27.
What do you do for a living?
I sell weed.
Sick. What's the weirdest movie you've ever seen?
Weirdest movie I've ever seen? I'd have to say Saltburn was very weird.
It was.
In a twisted sort of way.
He's right about that. Very strange movie.
I didn't need to see it because everybody explained how weird it was to me, and I was like, that's enough.
What's a pizza topping that most people hate but you secretly love?
A pineapple.
In your opinion, what's the funniest word in the English language?
loquacious.
Ooh, it's a good word.
I think that's a new identity now in the LGBTQ community.
That is right. You can identify. It's a pronoun.
If you could be invisible for a day, what would you do?
Probably, that's a good question. Probably sneak in somewhere I'm not supposed to be.
Do you find truck nuts funny?
Not really, no.
Oh, all right. Man.
Now we get to the question. We learned a little bit about this guy.
Finally, who are you voting for?
All right. This guy's want to bet, want to gamble, play real American currency. This guy does not find truck nuts funny, which makes me think he would not be voting Republican. I feel like in general.
Republicans love truck nuts.
Love truck nuts. Love it. It's part of the... It should replace the elephant.
My truck's a man. Yes. Obviously, because of these nuts.
Clearly, this is a man truck. These big metal nuts hanging off the back bumper.
Where do you even buy those anymore? Oh, do you just buy them online, or are there truck nut stores?
They're on Omar's list of his favorite things this year. Omar's favorite things. Every year, he updates them. There's so many good places to get them. Mm-hmm. All right, I don't know. This guy, he's a weed guy. He likes the word loquacious.
But he also watched Saltburn. Isn't that kind of a gay movie?
Saltburn is, I don't even know, is it gay? It's all over the place. Yeah, I guess it is gay.
I mean, there's a lot of gay stuff in it from what I've heard.
Yeah. I guess I'm leaning towards either Undecided.
Or Harris.
Or maybe he throws in like a Bernie Sanders.
Oh my God, feel the burn.
Yeah.
Put a bird on it.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to go Trump, though. He doesn't sound like a Trump guy to me. But
there's nothing I've heard that is outwardly Trump. But then there are a lot of Trump people that, you know, hide in plain sight. And then they're happy to say, oh, you know what? I'm a Trump supporter and you never knew it.
So you think Harris?
I think for this, I'm going to go Harris, yeah.
All right. Omar, any thoughts?
I think a lot of people just don't want to give an answer. I think he's going to skirt around the issue.
That's interesting, I guess, as well. Yeah, I'm not going to say. It's my mm-hmm. amendment right. I don't have to tell you.
Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Kamala Harris.
He said it. All right.
714 said weed dealers are Harris fans and Coke dealers are Trump fans.
Oh, well, that's a good way to know. There's a lot of ways to figure it out. Let's meet Bree right now. Bree is walking around the streets as well.
What's your name?
Bree.
Bree from where?
From L.A., from Los Feliz.
Right on. What do you do for a living?
I'm unemployed right now.
Okay. Bree is currently unemployed from Los Feliz, California.
Yeah, and then so if that's important to you, you would have to look up, you know, what are each candidate's stances on unemployment benefits.
Right, that's why I want to get that. I don't want to work. I don't want their...
Yeah,
I don't want their stance on job development. I want their stance on how much I can get paid and not
how
work.
How long can I go?
I am normally working in reality TV.
That's why. That's a bummer. So many people. I know a lot of people.
People hate reality now.
But I know so many people that was their gigs for a long time in L.A. They could just jump from reality TV show to reality TV show, and they're just not making them anymore. So people are out of work. It's tough.
And how old are you?
I am 32.
Window seat or aisle seat?
Window.
Wonder if there's a correlation there. Likes the window.
In your opinion, what's the funniest word in the English language?
Moist. Wow. I don't find that word funny at all. That's one of the words people hate.
Yeah, people hate the word
people
moist.
People get all icked out about it.
Especially women hate that word.
What's a non-dairy item you think would be a great alternative to milk?
Moist.
Okay,
say moist
so I'm
going
to go oat, because oat's good.
All right. Oat? She's
Oh, my God, totally Harris.
Harris. For sure. No Trump guys drinking oat milk. Not happening. It's just not happening. No way, no how.
You apply to be part of the Avengers, but you are rejected because your superpower is kind of boring. What is it?
My superpower is probably just being able to escape awkward situations.
She should have used it right then with Jake.
She's totally insinuating.
Yeah, I think she's really telling Jake as best
God,
she can.
God, help me.
Now, my superpower is making it so I don't have to talk to radio nerds.
I'll tell you what her superpower is, not subtlety, because she is really laying it on pretty thick that she wants nothing to do with you, Jake.
Probably just being able to escape awkward situations.
It'd be so funny if she just ran at that point.
She flew. She flew
her.
Away.
There she goes. All right, let's find out.
Do you find truck nuts funny?
No.
No. Oh, with hate. She really doesn't like truck nuts.
What's the cringiest thing you've ever shared on social media?
Cringiest thing? Oh, man. There was this one time where I accidentally shared an article, and it didn't, paste right, and it had the picture from the article, and it was just, a swastika on someone's arm.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait a minute. I've gone from oat milk Harris to now I'm thinking Trump. This is interesting.
And everyone, messaged me, and I found out, the next day, and people were just concerned I'd become a Nazi, overnight. So
and I
had. That's probably the cringiest thing that I've ever posted.
Wow.
Finally, who are you voting for?
All right, well, we learned a lot there. Let's see how we are. How's our Spidey sense? She thinks oat milk is decent. She doesn't have a job, but she's working reality TV. Accidentally posted a swastika, she claims.
I think I'm going to go Trump on this one.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning that way, too, a little bit. But her favorite word is moist. You can see that being point Trump column as well.
I feel like he would think that
yeah.
word was hilarious.
I feel he likes that word. He's very, when he talks, there's a lot of moisture there.
Ugh.
All right, so you think Trump. Omar got a guess on this one? Actually, I think she's not going to say. She sounds like she's not going to reveal.
I don't know. She's pretty direct.
So you think Trump. Or Harris, Trump, undecided. Writing candidate?
At this point, I mean, how many people do you think are undecided at this point?
I know. Who's still like, well, let me read over the policies.
I haven't heard all these yet, but Jake claims quite a few people told him undecided. Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow. That's just something you say.
I'm going to, because you don't want to say, so you just say undecided for sure. I'm going to go with Harris. I got a Harris vibe.
By the way, on the text line, 909 says, drinking a venti vanilla latte with oat milk, proudly voting for Trump.
Wow, so, interesting.
There's a Trump oat guy.
Finally, who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Kamala Harris.
Whoa.
Wow.
Bit of a twist there. All right, one final. We did not do great so far. Here we go.
What's your name?
Devin.
Devin from where?
L.A.
What do you do for a living, Devin?
On and off on jobs right now. Back to back. Sometimes they come up, sometimes they don't.
A lot of people. A lot of people. That's where Jake's able to thrive in the unemployed community. Because they're just looking for someone to talk
to.
Well,
Jake was also getting audio at what time? Regular working hours for most people?
I think
this is like at 7:30 at night.
Oh, okay.
How old are you?
30.
If you could be invisible for a day, what would you do?
F*** my crush.
What?
Sick with it, too. Just on some ghost Just do that.
He would sneak in and have his
and
way.
Have
with
unconsensual... Well, ghost sex with his ex?
With his crush, he said. That's what he would do if he was invisible for the day. Interesting.
How do you feel about pronouns?
I fucking hate him.
Whoa.
Oh, he hates pronouns. All right.
Finally, who are you voting for?
Okay.
Allie, here we go. Well, learned a little bit about this guy. He hates pronouns, and if he was invisible, he would go F his crush. What do you think?
I think it's pretty clear. Harris.
Allie says Harris. You think he's Trump?
Yeah.
Finally, who are you voting for?
Oh, man. I don't know. I got to do that in a little bit, actually. I was about to get picked up, but I'm not sure.
A famous undecided voter.
I swear to God, I hate the fact that that's the case, but I am literally like on like edge with all this, to be honest.
Wow.
So I'm like here, there, you know, there's a bunch of people to vote for, so I don't know. It's up in the air right now.
Up in the air, undecided. Guy has no decisions.
Here, there, there's too many candidates?
That's
what?
Something like that, he said. Now I'm confused.
What?
Oh, there you go. Just a little snapshot of some of the people.
That'll be a fun next 24 hours.
They'll be wearing the stickers. By the way, the maps that we made here, our voting maps, have been posted up at Klein Alley Show. Take a look.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.